This is Celebrity Sketchbook.
Series 2. Celebrity Sketchbook.
Episode 2.
Hello, and welcome to Strictly Come Dancing. Today, it's the beginning of the fourth week of the series, and we're going to start with our first celebrity dancer. So, over to you, Tess.
Thank you, Brucey. And our first dancer tonight is Gandalf the Grey Wizard with his partner, Flavia.
Oh, God, I'm getting butterflies. This is so terrifying. Please don't let me go. Please don't let me go. How I got through the first weeks, I'll never know. I tell you, trying to find the ring is a challenge, but doing dancing on Strictly is impossible.
Come on, Gandalf. We haven't got all day. Just get out. So, after all that, we've now seen Gandalf's escapades on the dance floor. So let's go to our head judge, Len, and ask him what he thought of Gandalf's performance.
You know, you came out, you gave us a magical performance. You waved your wand, you had floating mirror balls, your feet did all the talking. I thought you were brilliant.
Oh, the only thing I need to do now is get the ring.
Prince Charles's wedding.
Part 1.
Well, the church bells are ringing for Katie Price, who has swiftly put her divorce from Peter Andre behind her. She is now about to marry Prince Charles. It is what you would expect. It's a highly controversial matrimonial occasion. Especially as Jordan insisted on a pink wedding. Everything, even the church building itself, is pink. The jewelers were especially annoyed as they could not obtain a pink wedding ring, and the priest was furious when he found out that Jesus Christ was going to be turned to the same colour. Anyway, to the ceremony.
Hello, I'm a vicar. Katie Price Jordan. Do you take this soon-to-be king and prince to be your lawfully wedded husband?
I do.
And Charles Windsor, do you take this ITV2 star to be your lawfully wedded wife?
I most certainly do.
Then you will be joined in holy matrimony and a new reality TV series, Charles Pays the Price, soon to be filmed, will become your life. An air on national television. You may now kiss the bride.
Baby.
Oh, I'm so happy.
More later in the show.
The Wideo 2 All-Star Jog.
Hello, Dot. I'm Terry Wogan from Radio 2, and I'm jogging today for a 10-kilometre run with Comic Relief. I'm practicing by trying to get my fitness improved. Some of my Radio 2 colleagues are doing it as well. Not to mention Jonathan Ross, who is here with me today. As you can see, the motorway is just over to my right. I've pulled a stitch, but I'm still going to continue because I don't quit. How are you doing, Rossy?
Wow. I'm also pulled a stitch, but I'll try and keep going. I'll bring it for one name of charity. I'm not going to give up.
Keep going, my old man.
Shut up. You're 25 years younger than me. You're the old fat one.
Oh, why, you little? One more of you, and I will personally punch you in the nose. You know, I really think that we are promoting the healthy image very well to the people of Britain. Don't you?
Yeah, absolutely.
So, how does McDonald's sound after this run?
I agree, let's go. I'm getting a Big Mac with fries this time.
Save it for later. We still have 4 kilometres to go.
More later in the show.
Hello, I'm Bishop Rowan Williams, and welcome to Sunday Service, hosted at Canterbury Cathedral, which of course is my home. So, as I read from Leviticus, Jesus led the Israelites across the Red Sea before they drowned. Going on, they reached Noah's Ark, yada yada yada, blah 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 blah. I think I'll turn to the next chapter. And while you're at it, turn that crap and off. I want some real music, homie. Now this is more like it. I'm getting down to the beat.
The Wideo 2 All-Star Jog
Part 2.
Ugh, keep going. I'm not giving this race up yet. Okay. Time to cross the road in a minute.
I think I know where I'm going, don't tell me. Don't talk to me like I'm 7 years old.
Well, you might as well be. At least I can roll my R's.
I can roll my R's as well. Well.
No, you can't.
Whatever.
We're now over the motorway. The car's down there. What an incredible sight. Okay. Stop there. I need a rest.
Hey, Wogan, check out this side.
Hold your horses, prank caller. I'm coming over. Might as well jog for the fitness purposes. Isn't it nice here? Sometimes I feel, when I was suicidal, this was one of my favourite choices of bridge to jump off. Just a few hundred more yards to go, and then I've done my 5 kilometre target. Hey, look what the cat dragged in. If it isn't Jeremy Vine.
If it isn't Wassy and Wogan.
Oh, it's Jeremy Vine. Bye-bye, world.
Don't do it, Wogan. Don't jump.
Oh,
I'm burning.
Prince Charles's Wedding.
Part 2.
Well, I'm joined here now by Peter Andre, the former husband of Katie Price. He couldn't get a ticket into the wedding today, but he hid around the back in the cloakroom, using the free toilets and eating the free cake. So what's your reaction to the wedding, Andre?
I think it's a f***. Besides, I've got a tie bride anyway.
There he goes.
Peter Andre there, bitter. I don't know what his problem was. I'm joined by Prince Charles himself, the lucky groom.
Well, yes, of course. Organic gardening, playing polo, fox hunting, which is good for the environment. She'll make a good wife as well for the parties.
Now I'm joined by Queen Elizabeth herself. So, Lizzie.
Yes.
How do you feel on your grandson's third marriage?
I would like to say, as I reflect on this remelibant moment, that I am so happy for my Chauncey. Camilla Parker Bowles was just a film wife, but Jordan is the real woman for him. And now it's her chance to shine and strut her stuff in more ways than one.
Great.
That was Celebrity Sketchbook.
Celebrity Sketchbook.
Celebrity Sketchbook is an Axe TV and Good Laugh production for Channel 107. Sketches and ideas are written and acted by Brian Seal and Astrid Jones. Online now at youtube.com/celebritysketchbook.